Exclusive migrant truck driver who killed two Americans and crashed paroled into U.S. by Biden's DHS. By John Binder on July 21, 2026. A non-English-speaking Ukrainian migrant truck driver convicted of killing two Americans in a deadly crash had been given humanitarian parole to live in the United States by former President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Breitbart News has learned. On May 6, 2025, Ukrainian national Andriy Dmytrenko was driving a semi-truck when he failed to stop at a red light and crashed into multiple cars, killing local high school coach 53-year-old Woody Earl Beck III and 37-year-old Ashley Marie Springer McDonald. Last week, Dmytrenko pleaded guilty to two counts of criminal negligent homicide after the case stalled for months last year when Alabama prosecutors struggled to find a translator for the migrant. Dmytrenko will serve just 2 years in an Alabama prison for killing Beck and McDonald. Beck leaves behind his wife Tiffany and their four sons. McDonald leaves behind three sons. Prosecutors said Dmytrenko was distracted on his cell phone when he plowed into the vehicles in front of him. The crash was caught on dash cam footage. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by American Truck Drivers Incorporated, at American Truck Drivers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Officials revealed to Breitbart News that Dmytrenko was among hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian nationals rewarded humanitarian parole by the Biden administration in 2024 at the start of the Ukraine war with Russia. That same year, Dmytrenko applied for a work visa which was also granted by the Biden administration and allowed the migrant to begin driving semi-trucks despite not speaking English. This alien from Ukraine was paroled into our country by the Biden administration, DHS's Lauren Biss said. Now, because of his reckless driving behind the wheel of a semi-truck, two people are dead. He has pleaded guilty to two counts of criminal negligent homicide. ICE has lodged a detainer asking Alabama officials to cooperate with us and turn him over when his sentence is complete so that we can remove him from our country. ICE agents have lodged a detainer against Dmytrenko so that he will be turned over to their custody when his two-year prison sentence is completed. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.